Lord Amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, we have Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm not making this up. I've got, we live in the information age, don't we? Good Lord, good Lord. I got right now on my computer, I got my computer right here and in my multi-million dollar studio. I got about at least six, 1 hour plus videos that were sent to me this weekend. Each one of them a must view. Now, you know what I think? I think they are must views. How does somebody do that? In this information age in which we live in, how do we cut through all of the crap? I hate to use that term. Cut through all of the distractions and focus in on what really is important, what really matters. Because you can get on, you know, you can get on the internet, you get on Facebook, holy smoke, the directions that you can go, the information that you can come across. And one of the problems that I really think that we're dealing with, and I don't know if I have a solution to it. Ronald Reagan, I think it was, said, trust but verify. Trust but verify. What's our verification process? Really, what is it? If I come on here today, I got a couple of little videos I want to show you here this morning on the 6th day of January 2020. How do I verify them? How do I say, yeah, this is true and that's true? And because we are in the information age and we are in the deception, the age of deception. And don't forget this, that Satan is the author of confusion. There's a lot of misinformation and disinformation, but there's also a lot of good information. There's a lot of stuff that people do, a lot of underground, behind the scenes work and dig up some stuff that nobody's digging up. And I got a little video I'm going to show you here in a minute to just, something's happening here, folks. Something's happening. And my buddy Chad said just before we went on the air, ain't seen nothing yet. We're having a little discussion. For those of you who don't know, you get in the queue a little bit before and a little bit afterwards. We have a discussion that goes back and forth. And Chad said, you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, Scripture tells us that, doesn't it? It said that there's a time coming when men's hearts will be failing them for fear. What would that look like? What would that look like? Now, I'm not gonna jump in here, and this is not pure fear porn, and not anything about that. But what if I don't know? I have very little. I'm just telling you the truth here. I have very little opinion on what just transpired over in Iran. Bomb, 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 bomb. It used to be Persia, by the way. Persia. I'm on both sides of that one. I really am. And so I'm not going to dive deeply into that today. But you know what really, really blew me away? If I understand it right, that guy was killed by a drone. Isn't that right? That they call him the world's greatest terrorist. Of course, that was Osama bin Laden. And then there was this guy and this guy. So, you know, they can tell us whatever they want. They tell us LeBron James, the world's greatest basketball player. And on and on and on and on. So we just take their opinion. It comes back to what I said. Verify. How do you verify, right? This guy was killed by a drone. A drone. Then they think, are you kidding me? They can. Mark Trump, are you telling me they can zap me right down here in my multi-million dollar studio with everybody watching? Zero in and boom, blow me up. Yep, they can. Yeah, they can. They can.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Larry.
I think the implication that our military is now actively tracking real time our enemies, where they can just in a matter of hours locate, find, target, send in the assets, and blow the sucker up that quickly. You know, they, like you just said, they could do the exact same thing anywhere right here in the United States. Anybody?
Larry, it's a new age of war. Do we even need soldiers anymore? Do we even need soldiers with guns anymore? Is that whole thing kind of a holy smoke, folks? The times in which we live are like unbelievable. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And I don't think we understand the depth of it. And I'm not going to sit here and try to explain to you whether or not it was good what Trump did, whether it was bad what Trump did, whether it will escalate or not escalate, whether it will de-escalate, will build up, or do we need more troops? I'm not even going to get into that debate. I'm just kind of step back and say, Lord, what's going on here? What is going on here, Lord? And as we've said a number of times, there's a real separation, folks. Real shit. See, what we're seeing in the American government is just a reflection of what's going on in the world. Robert just put something up in the chat there. Boom! They know where I am, right? They know where I am. They know where you are. Boom! World's changed, man. World has changed. And again, the scripture says things are coming upon the earth. Men's hearts are going to fail them for fear. You know what I really think? I think actually I'm not doom porn. I don't think we're in any way, shape, or form prepared. We really aren't. I want you to think about this. I don't know if it's true. You hear a lot about UN troops being in the United States. You hear about Chinese troops being in the blue helmets. You hear about Antifa. You hear about one of those guys, M13, whatever they are down there. Everywhere you hear about sleeper cells. And what if it's true? What if they really do have sleeper cells here in the United States? Muslim sleeper cells. And a sign goes out and releases them into small communities. Would that incite terror? Would that incite terror if simultaneously all across America, Walmarts were shot up? Gas stations blew up, buildings blew. I don't know. Hey, is we go back? I got some stuff to share with you today. Is any of it real? How do we know if any of it's even real? How do we know that anything that's going on right now? Do you trust anything from the government? Do any of you trust? Do you trust anything that you hear from your government? Do you trust your government or what they tell you about vaccines? Do you trust your government? Do you trust your government on anything they tell you in regards to global warming? Do you trust the government on that? Do you trust the government on anything they would say to you about transgenders and puberty blockers, whether it's good and whether it's neat? Who can you trust? Who can you trust? And, you know, if I even find it here in what this little show and what we do here. I know people are always out there trying to verify. They're looking for me to make these signs, right? I get emails about, there he goes. He's making these signs. Because we are so surrounded with lies that we're trying to find something that we know is true. How do you know? How do you know what to believe, who to believe? We find pastors of large churches who are into child trafficking. Come on, grow up. You know that's going on, right? These big mega ministries. We find that some of the institutions that we trust in our whole life, the Red Cross. Red Cross is lefty, almost communist now. Can't trust the Red Cross. Can't trust them. Who can you trust? FEMA? Calling FEMA? We live in the age of deception, boys and girls. We live in an age of deception. And I want you to know, those of you who know me and those of you who don't know me, I want you to know something. There are no punches pulled here. Ain't nobody controlling me. I'm not a part of any secret society. I'm not a part of any government agency. There's nobody funneling money into my coffers to get me say this or to get me to say that. And then I suppose I'm not a big enough fish that they would do that. But I want you to know. I call them as I see them. I tell them like I see it. Like I call it like it is. That's what I do. And I guess I'm just sitting here this morning at 10 minutes after 7 on the 6th day of January 2020 saying, who the heck can I trust? Who can you go to? You can go to. Want to get that? I just spit that out there because it's Monday morning. Anybody? Come on in here. Anybody come in here? Got a point on that? I got some stuff to show you today. It's going to curl your toes.
I want to touch back on those drones a minute. But under the previous administration, the National Defense Authorization Act authorized 30,000 drones to fly over the United States. 30,000. So
30,000.
So not all of them are armed or whatever, but, you know, and you think of a drone, you think of the thing like 6 foot tall. Well, they have drones as big as mosquitoes or as small as mosquitoes. I mean, just all kinds of different stuff. So
Chad, as far as your technology would go, how did they blow that guy up with a drone? How did they do that?
Well, they got like a Predator drone. They're all different types, but they have drones that have missile systems on it. Stuff yeah. like so they can fly around there. They could bring several on station.
My wife said, couldn't they hear it coming? I thought, that's a good question. That is a good question. Boom, no. I got you. Boom, boom. You know this, right?
I mean, we have snipers that can shoot somebody from 2 miles away with a bullet.
So what do you think
a Predator drone can do?
So when it gets down to preparation, see, we're all talking about being prepared, preparation, and, you know, your only preparation is the Lord, folks. It's ultimately that's it, man. I mean, you can be like the wise virgins, keep your lamps trimmed and pray that the Lord enables you to be able to stay alive if that be his will. But man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, you cannot, I don't care what it is, you can't prepare for it. You cannot prepare for it. So I want you to think, well, I get good new locks on all my doors. My house is secured. I'm down here inside this multi-million dollar bunker we've built out here in the middle of nowhere, and I'm safe as can be, and nobody can get in and nobody can get me. And then, boom, they drop a bomb on top of me. They do something on the outside, set my house on fire, and I'm trapped inside. Folks, there isn't anything. Your hands are your life's in the Lord's hands. And the scripture tells us that there's things that are coming upon the earth. Shoot, men's heart's going to be failing for fear.
Yeah, it was an alert on Quayle's site that he wrote a while back about the weather and said there would be 120-pound hailstones coming down. 120 pounds. Just raining down 120 pounds like these big boulders. That's hard to believe right there. I mean, that's
hard to believe. That's right. But see, again, what if this stuff's true? What if it's true? What if it's not just some scientific thing that we think might happen, could happen? Maybe that's just an old wise tale. That's just a fairy tale. That's just So listen, I'm not doom and gloom today. I'm really not. But I'm just saying my head's just spinning. Yeah, it doesn't matter who you listen to. Was bombing that guy good? It was bad. Is the war going to get worse? Is the war going to get better? Well, I mean. good friends on both sides of it. And see, it's confusion, right? And God is not the author of confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. So we got to keep in mind that the enemy is at work in our midst. Yeah, somebody tried to come in. Come on in.
Coach, they can see your heat signature of your body inside your house.
Right. I know, Joseph. So I'm only fooling myself if I think I'm safe, right? Well, all of us, we're just fooling ourselves if we think we're safe. So, you know, we will need to show some prudence and some preparation and things like that. But what was it Chad said? We ain't seen nothing yet.
Coach, I'd like to say this. In turn, here's the consolation as far as I'm concerned. We are living in the greatest age of deception ever in history. But we are also living in the greatest age in history of the Holy Spirit bringing an unveiling truth and revelation to his people that want to hear. I believe that.
I think so too, Randy. And I, as the Lord has led us through this show, I keep coming up with the same thought in my mind. There's so many things we believe that aren't true. And there's so many things that are true we don't believe. And then understand that the Lord says, you shall know the truth. You'll know the truth. And it's the truth, if you know it, that sets you free. Can't just hear the truth, because your eyes can lie to you. And I'm going to show you a video here in a minute. Just kind of rocked me this weekend. I'm going to show you. Let me try to roll back here, reel back in here a little bit. I got a couple things I need to talk about. Spoke to Todd Barham yesterday. Todd's spunky man. So just keep praying for Todd to get a chance to contact with him. He's in the hospital regarding an infection in his gallbladder, but He's a trooper. You talk to Todd. Todd has every reason to be upset. And you talk to him, he cheers you up. It's incredible. We love you, Todd. Appreciate all that's going on. Hey, the 15th, we're heading down for Alan Hoyle to stand with that. 14th and 15th. If you want to go with us here in the Ohio area, get a hold of me or Mike Blake. We're organizing guys to go down there. Alan's the former Marine gunny who was arrested for pointing out, once again, the police weren't doing their job, so we're going to be down and support him. Of course, we're heading to Virginia on the 20th. I got a lot of stuff to show you about that. Oh, my goodness. And then I came across something. Chad, our new schedule's out. Our new schedule, maybe you can pull that up. Although we did, please don't take this wrong, anybody. We a couple things maybe I didn't get to our crew. It's not up on the schedule. But we sent it out this morning, trying to get you all prepared for what's going on in the coming year. We got some great things. We have it's not even on the schedule. I'm sorry, I'm over here looking at it. It's not even on the schedule. We're planning a weekend at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Oh, that's going to be good. Get some men there and understand exactly what happened. But here we are running down through there. You can see we're not resting anymore. We're not resting. And all the stuff that we have there, you can get involved with everything you want to. We're going to be with Alan Hoyle. Then we're going to be in Richmond, Virginia. Then I'm going to go to Maine. And we got a Florida huddle coming up February 21st. And then Wisconsin Christian News event. And then we got all hands on deck and Occupy Till I Come. And we're putting it off on the schedule. And as we've told you before, if you would like us to come to your town, you got to let us know. We'll put it together. We're working hard on it. I got a lot of good. Mike Heath's working on it. Polly's working on it. Gary Pierce is working on it. Jared's doing it. We got a lot going on here. Got a lot going on. And we just want all of you I think that 2020 is going to be, it's going to be a make or break year. So what do you mean? Well, I don't mean make or break from a ministry standpoint. I don't mean that. I think from America, it's going to be a make or break year. I really do. I really think it's that intense. And I think that we need to be prepared. So all that stuff's on there. Some things that aren't on there, we'll get it all updated, but, God bless you. And I just want to say thank you to all of you who continue to support us financially. Some of you guys are just faithful as old dogs, and it shows up every month. And I don't get a chance to let you know how much we appreciate what we do. We appreciate it. Couldn't do what we do without you. And we're building a little bit of a staff around me. So our expenses are going up. And by staff, I don't mean people actually working for us, but people who are, yes, you know, handle different areas of what we got going on. So just continue to support us there if you can. Jared, go to Ohio Stands United. This is one of the things that made me think about trust but verify. But something's going on down in Virginia, we know, in regards to weapons. I'm going to move on. Stay with me a second. This is all important. And I came across something yesterday called Ohio Stands United, because I live in Ohio. And as I began to scroll down here and read a little bit, these groups are popping up everywhere in the state near you, actually. And what they are doing, they are getting prepared for, well, there it is, Jared, the purpose. See if you can see it. Right, click, yeah, there you go, buddy. Click right down here on the purpose, there. Yeah, there you go. The purpose, here we are, a little bigger. The purpose of having learning units for Ohio Stands United is to provide basic introductional education about the mission of this group. Then as we will add more learning units and political action organizations as we go to help with local team activity. So this was a group that started out, just if I understand this right, just a little bit ago. It's now grown to nearly 51,000, 31,000, 41,000 here in Ohio alone. And I don't know about the group. I don't know. I spent some time. I scrolled down. I checked them out, and I became part of this group. Now, understand, a lot of infiltration going on. I don't know what we do about it, folks. You just got to pick and choose who you're going to partner with, and so I've now got my name on this crew here. Going to keep up on their updates and what they got going on. They're trying to find people in specific areas. Jared, if you can for me, come back. Go back down there a minute, Jared. Oh, right there, bud. Licking, 60, click on Ohio Stands United, right under that says Licking, that's my county, there it is. Click on that. Does it give us names? Names of those in Licking County? Well, there's a Licking County group. So again, from my standpoint, I don't have time to organize and do all this. We have got to begin to partner with others in our area. So there, okay? We'll try this again. There's a meetup group for Licking County, that's where I live. So Ohio folks, you might want to check this out. Now, I should be more prepared, but y'all be able to click on this because I believe there's one being organized in every state.
So they're trying to just to let you know, Coach, Ohio is the number 2 state for STAB membership.
Is that right?
behind Texas.
Okay, well, good, good. So there, folks, check that out, okay? Ohio Stands, that's on Facebook. We'll put that in the show information as well, okay? Cool.
Dave, I wanted to add, too, you know, folks, when you look at this stuff, these groups and things like that, you're always going to find something. If you look long enough, you'll find stuff that
that's right. You won't like
or whatever. You know, that's go right. with the core mission. If you want something that you 100% agree with, start your own stuff.
That's right. And then once you do start your own, nobody will join with you because they won't agree with you. So at some point, we have to lay down our swords against each other and try to find like-minded people. Because, I you know, something's going on, man. There's something going on. Hey, Chad, well, see, you're out in the country. Maybe I'll talk to somebody else. If a terrorist, literally, if one of these, do they have these terror cells? Larry, do you think they have these terror cells around the United States? What's your question about that?
Yeah, I certainly do. I mean, here in South Carolina, we have a Islamic compound that has its own border patrols and stuff like that. I mean, they're doing something in there they don't want people to know about.
So, Larry, if 10 of them, just 10, if 10 of them, you know, let's say you got there's a bunch of Muslims. So they say, well, you can't blame all Muslims. Well, I'm not going to blame all Muslims. Sit down, shut up a minute. Go into your local church. You might find 1,000 people in your local church. You might find 20 of them that are radicals. And they're radicals, and they take the Bible seriously, and they can do some stuff. Well, you walk into your local mosque, and local mosque has 1,000 people of it. Is there a chance there's 10, 15, 20, 25 radicals in there? Well, sure there is. It's just as good a chance. Well, what if those 10 or 15 got together and decided that they were going to do something, and they went and did it? Would that create terror where you live? Of course it would. Those are the kind of things I'm talking about. And from our standpoint, are we united against that? If that were to happen, if 10 wild and crazy guys were to break loose with ARs in the local mall or in your local town or in your local school, are you prepared right where you are to be able to do it? Are you going to count on calling the deputy sheriff and having him showing up and stopping them? No, right? So in my mind, that's why all this stuff is so important, that we begin to find other like-minded people, because we are coming into... You get the point, right? I don't get bogged down on this. I don't want to. Anybody want to add anything to that? Add anything at all? Chad's right. You're not going to find anybody perfect. Never find anybody perfect.
New York has its all-Muslim police force. They're not armed, but they surveil their area where they live in police units.
Yeah, so Shamrim in Williamsburg also.
Well, how about this? We're having a hard time getting guns in our churches, let alone defending our communities, right? So, it's a battle that we're up against.
I just wonder if in Virginia, the governor's going to go after the Muslim training camps first for their guns. That's what you ought to do.
Yeah, well, see, it's like 1776 all over again, isn't it? Really, in a lot of ways. Who would have ever thought that we would get to this point in America? We would be so controlled from on top. Okay, are you sitting down? I hope you're sitting down. Roger's out there saying, you haven't even read from the Bible yet. Well, I'm going to read from the Bible here in a second. In fact, Jared, let's make Roger relax, and let's go to Psalm 2 real quick. Because I'm going to show you a video, just kind of rock me, and then we'll put it in the chat because I want you all. Remember what I told you when I started the show? I got about six hour and a half videos I got to watch. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of this, I hate to be redundant, the kings of this earth, who are they, folks? Who are the kings of this earth? This is the Bible. This isn't just a book you're reading, this is the Bible. And the Lord tells us, King David tells us that they're kings of the earth. That the kings of the earth set themselves, and that the rulers take counsel together. If that's not a conspiracy, I don't know of. And who are they taking counsel together against? Well, they're doing it against the Lord and against his anointed. There's the battle. And sadly, it's playing out in the political realm. And when churches have removed themselves from politics, isn't it the politicians that are talking about taking guns? Isn't it the politicians that are making the homo agenda mandatory? Aren't the politicians the ones that are doing that? And if the politicians are the ones doing that, and we as Christians decide we're not going to get involved politically, well, who's running things?
Right, Coach. Listen, the problem is we have to fight against these laws. It's the laws that are suborning our society.
That's right. And so the lawmakers are turning us into lawbreakers, right? So at what point do we begin to say, you know what? Those of you are making, where is that, Lord? I just heard that scripture. Who codify mischief by law. That's in Judges or something like that. It doesn't say codify, but that's what they do, Jared. See if you find that, Jared. Codify mischief by law in the Bible. Psalm 94:20. Look at Jared. He's all over. Let's see what it says. Is that an instruction by men who create under the guise of law? They codify. They make laws. They make sin lawful, folks. They make sin lawful. There it is. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee who frameth mischief by law? They make abortion legal. They make butt sex legal. It can never be legal, lawful. It can never do that. And yet they do what? They gather themselves against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. Why? Because the throne of iniquity shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, who frameth mischief by law. Can you say Congress? Can you say Supreme Court? That's the kings of the earth, folks. Those are the kings of the earth that we're fighting against. And I'm so far behind. I'm so naive. I am so far advanced compared to the average person I come in contact with in regards to the kings of the earth and what's going on. I am way advanced on most, but I'm not there at all on where I need to be or where you need to be. And my sweet little wife said to me, I took her to see Richard Jewell. She and I went to see Richard Jewell on Friday. It's not a chick flick. Richard Jewell was the bomber. Remember the bomber and the Olympic bomber? Well, he wasn't the Olympic bomber. But I recommend going to see it. If you're just looking for something to do, go see it. And you'll see how they frame mischief by law. How crooked cops. And see, folks, if you don't have the Holy Spirit of God inside you, you're capable of about anything. It plays out in Richard Jewell. It's playing out before us. And I have to tell you this. Lord, help me to do it. Help me do it. So I got this video today, this weekend. And I sat down and I watched it. And I said at the end of it, O-M-G. I actually said that. O-M-G. As I was watching it. I'm going to show you a little segment of it here today. It takes us back to 911. And how we... Jared, started at the 16-minute mark, but just hold it there a second. How we got into this mess that we're in the Middle East. We all remember it, don't you? Remember 16, 17 guys with boxcars and all. We know, right? Right? Well, what if our government knows something that we don't know? What if the kings of the earth have nefarious things? Did you guys know this? Did you know that those windmills that are putting out in all those fields to create natural catch the wind, all those windmills up to Wisconsin and northern Ohio and Illinois, do you know that they're now becoming an environmental hazard? You know that it costs about $250,000 to dispose of every one of those they built. And they found out that they're not doing what they thought they were going to do. And they are, in fact, becoming a hazard. And here we are, all the money and time and effort and energy that we've put into this technology that they told us would work. And the technology didn't work. The only purpose of the technology was to put money in somebody, either to break somebody or to put money into somebody else's pocket. A lot of times they both go together, right? Government supported theft is what we're talking about here, all right? So I go back 20 years ago to September 11th, 2001. 9-1-1 when really the world really, really changed on the day. It really changed on the day. It did. We all sat there in our living room and we watched the towers collapse. We couldn't believe it. We saw the planes fly into the towers, watched the towers collapse, boom, 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 falling down all around us. It was one of those situations when you were watching it, you would say, something's not right. You can put a finger on it. Because ABC and CBS and CNN and MS, they were all telling you the same thing. They're giving you the same story. Here's what happened. Somebody told them this is what happened. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, this is what happened. And I remember when I was down in Port Arthur and we were, we do some hurricane relief here. And we were down in Port Arthur and we were working in this one guy's yard, cutting up some trees for him. And I just said to him real casually, sir, why didn't you leave? I'll never forget what he said. He said, sir, somebody messed with that tornado or that hurricane. Somebody messed with that hurricane. He said, that was a stage 2 hurricane. We get them all the time down here. I've lived here my whole life. We had a stage 2 hurricane, and in a matter of 45 minutes, it was a stage 5. Somebody did something to that hurricane. We all talk about weather modification and steering storms. Ah, oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to play you something right here. Kings of this earth, I'm talking about now. Tinfoil hat, I'll put it on here in a second. Kings of the earth conspire against the Lord and his anointed. Because I'm going to show you. Folks, the Twin Towers, well, you're going to watch this here. Did not collapse. They dustified. They turned to dust. Now, I showed this video to my wife yesterday, and she said to me, she said something. We went to a flea market yesterday afternoon, Michelle and I did. We went and looked at old junky places, right? And I planted it. I showed her about 5 minutes of the video. Same thing I'm going to show you. And she said, wow, where are the toilets? And all the filing cabinets and the desks. Where are they? After I showed her this video. We will put this entire thing in the chat so that you can, in the show notes so you can watch it. Judy Wood, who is a, what do they call those guys? Architect. Folks, I want you to watch this. Watch this with open eyes. And I want you... Ask yourself whether or not this building implodes, falls on itself, or whether it dustifies. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
That most people see what they expect to see, what they want to see, what they've been told to see, what conventional wisdom tells them to see, not what is right in front of them in its pristine condition.
They didn't burn up, nor did they slam to the ground, but turned into dust in midair.
Although they were demolished in such a way as to look as if they fell, they did not fall at all.
The buildings, in fact, mostly turned to dust before they hit the ground.
You see the steel falling in midair, trailing dust.
It's not hitting anything as it's flying through the air. So why is it turning to powder in midair?
It's not pulverization, it's not vaporization.
I call it dustification. The buildings turn to dust.
Those towers literally disintegrated. They went into dust.
How could so much steel and concrete just vaporize? Did it all turn to dust?
It's incomprehensible for somebody to see something solid turn into dust.
The buildings turn to dust in midair. If you look at it, you can see that.
Keep going.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
Jared, freeze in a second. See, folks, most of us, when we look at this picture right here, in our mind, we think that's smoke. That's smoke. That's smoke. But they're going to show you here in a minute, this isn't smoke. This is dust. Go ahead, Jared.
You have a steel beam flying through the air, and it's dissolving as it flies through the air. It's turning to dust, and it's not hitting anything.
The building was not smashed to bits. So that's why pulverizing doesn't describe it.
No explosions, no heat, no flames.
Vaporization implies high heat. If you would have seen the whole building glowing, people would have been blinded by the light.
It's very dense dust. It initially blocked out all of the sunlight, 100% of the sunlight, so it was pitch black. You come to the realization that these pieces of material are becoming dust. They're frothing up into dust as they fall.
And if you watch some of these pieces, you can actually see them turning to dust before they hit the ground.
Watch this.
It turns to dust.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I mean, just like a Star Trek thing. It just, poof, it's gone.
What we saw and what happened on 9/11 was something that we as the public had never seen before.
What happened on 9/11, I believe today it was not a controlled demolition, it was not nanothermite, and it certainly was not the pancake effect of two planes hitting a building.
There's a cluster of core columns that remains here. Watch what happens to them.
Stop, Ben! Folks. That is not smoke that's billowing. That is dust. It's dust coming up from the bottom. It's dust going up high. It's not smoke. Go ahead.
They just faint.
There's Building 7, which is a 47-story building. It's like 650 feet tall, approximately. This has got to be over that.
It physically disintegrates in front of your eyes. Not concrete, but steel.
Okay, Jared, you can stop there. Okay, folks, I'll make this video available for you to watch the whole thing through. Now, again, letting our eyes deceive us, right? Letting our eyes deceive us. We all know that is not how a building would fall. And the question that Michelle and I were having as we were driving down I-70 yesterday is, where is the debris? Where are the toilets? Where are the filing cabinets? Where are the tables and the chairs? The buildings were 110 stories high. Where's the debris? Other than pieces of steel that were left, where is the debris? And the premise behind this whole video, which I really would, is they understand something about energy that we don't understand. Now, I'm not a scientist, okay? Maybe there's some scientists out there. But I do know that one of Newton's laws is, are you ready? Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It only changes form. Is that right? Is that Newton's law? Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only change form. Thanks. So Jared's looking it up for me. The law of conservation of energy states that the total energy or isolated system remains constant. It is said to be conserved over time. Energy can never be created nor destroyed. It can only change form. So you take a gallon of gas, you burn a gallon of gas, it propels your car engine, but that energy has not been created and it hasn't been destroyed. That energy is still here. It's merely changed form. Are you guys following me out there? So one of the arguments that this video makes is that the powers that be, the kings of the earth who conspire against them, they understand that really the earth is full of free energy. It's everywhere. Do you ever stop and think, all the problems that we have in the Middle East are over what? What are the problems we have in the Middle East? Well, they're over oil. Why over oil? Why oil produces energy. Well, energy is one form of, oil is one form of energy it produces, because energy can never be created nor destroyed. It can only change shape. And what the videos, if you watch the video through, the point they are making is the big ruse going on is that there's a shortage of energy and that oil is the only way to produce it, when in fact that's not true. Bob Roy put down here in the chat I saw a few minutes ago, well, why can't we just destroy all of our garbage? Do we have the ability to vaporize, or what did they call it, dustify garbage? Now, is there somebody in here who's a lot smarter than me, can help explain to me what we saw when those towers fell 20-some years ago, 19 years ago, with our eyes? Hey, folks, think about this as you watch the video. That was 110-story buildings. Where are the chairs?
Hey, Coach.
Where's everything that was in that building? Where are they?
Right, Coach. Along with the 47-story building that people keep forgetting collapsed as well.
Vinny, not only that, this video shows that there were seven other buildings that were called, you know, like WTC-1 and WTC-2, and seven different buildings. All of them disappeared, Vinny. All of them disappeared. There should have been a heap of garbage so big in that area. Got to watch the video. Where did that stuff go? Where is it? Do you remember the videos of that dust chasing people down the streets? People running from dust? What kind of dust would come out of that building? Again, can't believe what you see. Somebody come on in.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Yeah, and not to mention, where are the aircraft parts?
Well, Gary, let's just even take that out of it. Let's just take that out of there. That building did not collapse. That building dustified. Hey, Jared, take us back and show us that again. Just a little beginning of that video, folks. Look, now, come on now, Jared. Scroll back there if you go back just a little bit to where the building starts to come down. Keep going. I'm looking at the video too. Keep going. Right there, Jared. Right there. Stop. Hold that right there. Now, folks, look at that picture on your screen. There is nothing underneath the fire. You see the fire line, right? There's nothing underneath the fire line. That's probably 70 stories. There's nothing under that line that would cause that building to fall. They said, well, it fell because it was pancaked. Okay. Watch this and ask yourself if this thing's being pancaked. Go ahead, Jared. It turns to dust!
We as the public had never seen before.
What happened on 9/11, I believe today it was not a controlled demolition, it was not nanothermite, and it certainly was not the pancake effect of two planes hitting a building.
There's a cluster...
Watch the dust come up! That's not smoke. That's dust.
Okay, Coach. Jared.
Yeah, come on in.
Jet fuel, when I was in the Navy, ignites at 124 degrees, then vaporizes.
Well, yeah, but Joseph, let's say, all that's true. What would make that area that's not even burn? There were 70 stories of that building wasn't even burning. And it vaporized, right. It dustified. It turned into dust.
They said the jet fuel is what turned this into dust, but it's not true because after 124 degrees, it vaporizes and explodes, and that's it.
Gotcha. Jared, go back to the beginning of that picture falling again.
Well, Dave, can I maybe help blow your mind here maybe a little bit more?
Hang on right there a second. Again, folks, if they want to tell me that the top, that part that's black, if they want to say that vaporized, I'm with it. Okay, I got it. But the 70 stories underneath it, they also vaporize, turn to dust? Go ahead, Chad.
Well, I'm thinking that this dew weapon, this directed energy weapon, okay, was right on a satellite.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some movies done about it many years ago with Val Kilmer, and they were doing it, and they shot this beam from a plane. And it hit the house, and it made popcorn in it and all that. Okay, so they were kind of showing that they could dirty do this back in those days. So then they come over this, they shoot this with that direct energy weapon,
mm-hmm.
and that what that does is that causes this reaction on steel. Because there's other, you look at too, also the fires there in California in the neighborhoods.
Right.
They were hitting houses, they were melting brick. And for melting brick, it has to be 2,500 degrees to melt brick. The average wildfire is 1,200 degrees. So that's half the temperature needed in order to melt brick. And if you look over all the stuff that's happening there in California on these houses, the houses are destroyed, and there's trash cans and trees still intact, still in good working condition in between these houses.
But something crazy is going on.
Design weapon. Yeah.
Something crazy is going on. And as much as we want to say that's not true, somebody, I was looking in the chat, somebody said, well, why would they bring the buildings down? Well, what happened shortly after they brought the buildings down? Where did we end up? Why, we ended up in the Middle East, didn't we? Where are we? Because the kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Folks, I ain't no conspiracy theorist. I know what my eyes see looking at this picture. You know what my little queen wife said to me? Honey, who's going to do something about it? There's your question, isn't it? See, they understand they can zap my cell phone from miles and miles away and I don't understand it. There's something about that energy that they understand that I don't understand. There's something about these energy waves coming through here that they understand that you and I don't understand. And they pulled off the biggest scam in the world right before our very eyes. Look at that dust. That isn't smoke. Folks, smoke doesn't go down.
Coach.
Yeah.
Coach, remember the rivers of molten steel? With the firefighters eating their donut right next to it, what is that, 2,000 degrees, and you're standing right on top of it?
Yeah, well, the same, all that stuff, Craig, all that stuff. All I'm saying is simple question, where did the building go? Where did the buildings go? Where's the debris? Where are the toilets? Where are they? The chairs, the desks. Porcelain sinks. Where are they?
Even building 7.
Even building 7. So put this in the chat so people can watch this video. You can go time and half speed on it if you want to. It's fascinating. And Judith Wood is no dummy. It's amazing. Amazing. So say, Coach, why are you even telling us this? Because I believe that there's nothing hidden and will not be revealed. That some of this stuff is going to be exposed to us. And we're just, America's not ready for it, boys and girls. We're not ready for it. How can we be 19 years removed from this and still believe that story? Or as my wife said, how can we be 19 years removed from that and nobody investigating that story? Still believing it. We don't know about the Kennedy assassination, right? Come on. Right? We don't even know who killed Epstein. Why? Because the kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Remember, the Lord is truth. How did they conspire against the Lord and his anointed? By telling lies. How did they try to get Donald Trump impeached? By telling lies. Lies are our greatest enemy. Truth is our greatest weapon. Truth. We can't even see and believe what we see with our own eyes. Robert, it's January 6th. Watch the video. I told you I got six videos. I got six videos to watch. Well, every one of them blowing my mind. There's an unveiling and a revealing that's going on, my friend. There's nothing new under the sun. Hang on a second, Robert. What would happen to the world if all of a sudden we discovered, which perhaps they've already discovered, that there's all the energy that we need and it's all free? Because Newton told us that energy can never be created nor destroyed. It only changes form. And who said the only way to drive a car was with gasoline? Who came up with that idea? And in order to have the gasoline, you had to buy it from a small cabal of people who controlled it all. And what if we found out that there was a new system of producing energy that was free? Wonder how those who controlled the energy would react. Nothing hidden or not revealed. January 6th, Robert, come on in, brother.
All right. Yeah, we definitely live in some crazy times. Okay, it says, as the eye which has gazed at the sun won't see earthly things, as a man who beholds the mighty ocean isn't impressed with a dirty pond, so the mind which contemplates the eternal will not be content to dwell on the temporal.
Boy, that's good.
This sort of gets us to focus on God. And anyway, Lord, yes. Turn my eyes to thee.
Hang on a second, Robert. As I've said before, folks, who can you trust? When it gets right down to it, who can you trust? The Lord's the only one. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, that's so true, Coach. This is sort of like a prayer, but anyway, I'll read it. Lord, turn my eyes to thee so that I will not focus on me.
Yes.
Help me to dwell on the heavenly, not on vanity. Fill me with pure intention and help me with sin prevention so that I may walk in newness of life and attain to the resurrection.
Amen.
Help me to see who I am in you, a new creation of the great I am, so that I will not return to the old man I was. Help me to resist the raging tides of the world, enticing temptations of the flesh, hidden traps of the devil, and contrary thoughts of the mind. Help me to take the kingdom of heaven by force, so I will not be taken by vice. Help me to rejoice and not fear when I suffer for righteousness and share in the sufferings of Christ. For the more I fear to suffer, the more sufferings I will need to bear. Yeah, we need to prepare for what lies ahead.
Can I be honest with you? I don't even know what that means. What is it? You say, well, I'm a prepper. What is it? What does that even mean? Like, you got some food? You got some coins hidden? Got some ammo? What does that even mean? When the scripture says that our hearts are going to fail us for fear for the things that are coming upon the earth. What's it going to be? What's it going to be like? Somebody help me wrap this up. Yeah, Rob.
That's always been my greatest concern, is the falling away. I just think there's going to be tremendous falling away of people who sit in pews on Sunday when some of this stuff starts unloading. It's going to be unbelievable.
It is. It is, Roger. again, because, you know, we've made so much. If you think about it, right? When you think we start talking about preparation. Chad's a good prepper. We've got other guys in here who are good preppers. And folks, that's just for this temporary world anyway. Prep, prep, prep all you want to. You think you can hold off death? You think you can hold off the inevitability of what's coming? Sure, you should prep and have some food in case something goes awry, but you want to be the Omega man? You want to be the last guy standing? Really? That's really it? Soylent Green is people! No, it's spiritual preparation. getting your heart right before the Lord, and looking around at things that really, really matter to you, and focusing more on those, and letting loose some of those things that just steal money from you, and steal time from you, and steal focus from you. I just have an urgency in my heart about 2020, man. We're at. Go ahead.
So like, for example, when we start seeing manifestations of things like the Nephilim, as an example, or the so-called revealing of extraterrestrials, quote unquote, how will people who are currently pew warmers in the church react to those things when they manifest?
That's it, Gary. We're not prepared for it. Jared, do this real quickly for me. Jared, just do a Google search or a DuckDuckGo search on giants in America. Just to see, folks, so you don't think that I'm just making this thing up. Giants in America. Jared, what's the first one say there? Top 10 giant discoveries in North America. That's January
18, 2016. Well, Dave, to answer Gary's question, L.A. Marzulli has already talked to us about it. If you see those things that you don't know what it is, or even if it is, you rebuke it first, and then you do an inquiry.
Right, that's right. That's right.
When you don't know what it is, rebuke it.
So my family are shocked when I show them secular sources that talk about giants in Ohio. Can you click on one of those, Jared? Secular source, not a religious source. Ancient Origins. Top 10 giants discoveries in North America. Folks, this isn't a Christian. I don't think it's Christian. Maybe it is. I don't know. Look at those marks there in purple, places where they've discovered them. What? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive, right? Come on. And our information is so compartmentalized. Abraham Lincoln, yeah, he spoke about it. Jared, where is that? There it is. But still there's more. It calls up the indefinite past when Columbus first sought this continent, when Christ suffered on the cross, when Moses led Israel through the Red Sea, nay, even when Adam first came from the hand of his maker, then as now, Niagara was roaring here. The eyes of that species of extinct giants whose bones fill the mountains of America have gazed on Niagara. It's only in our lifetime that the talk of these giants disappeared. Only in our lifetime has it happened. In the information age, this information has gone underground. It really, really is amazing. So I'm not here saying that the giants are going to start popping out of caves. I'm not saying anything out there. I'm telling you, there is something going on all around us. And if you be like me, you can sit in your chair and feel comfortable and warm and safe, or you can dig into it and find out what's really going on, because preparation is important. It's always your greatest defense to be prepared. So a little bit of a tinfoil hat today. Watch that video. You tell me what you think. You watched that building turn into dust. Not smoke. So come on, I hear somebody.
Hey, Coach, just as incredible is what happens in the murder building from what they say in an ammo bomb in a truck. It's impossible.
Well, Vinny, it's the same. So listen, once we understand that the kings of this earth, what they're doing, that they've been lying to us, then we can begin to connect the dots as we go back. We can connect them. Who knows the massive lies that they've told us? And don't ever forget this. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, or Paul maybe, you shall know the truth, and the truth, if you know, shall set us free. And what have they been feeding us? They've been feeding us lies. Let's go after the truth. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.